Well, hello. It's Wednesday, May the 13th, and we've been looking this week at some of my favorite psalms, and we've looked at Psalm 8 and Luther's Psalm, Psalm 46, and today I thought we would look at Psalm 84, and it's not a Davidic psalm. It's one of these psalms of the sons of Korah. And they were musicians, and they also wrote some psalms. And this one is a psalm that begins, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts." If we associate Psalm 46 with Luther, we associate this particular psalm with John Bunyan. And Bunyan wrote a hymn. It's not one that we sing a lot, if at all. We used to sing it in Britain, and it's a well-known hymn. Even in secular school, growing up, we sang this hymn in school. Who would true valor see? Let him come hither. One here will constant be, come wind, come weather. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. And it occurs, of course, in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And it says that we should think of our Christian lives as a pilgrimage. We are pilgrims. We are marching to another land and to another city. We seek a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. This world is not our home. We are aliens here. We are here for a season, but this is not our home. Our home is in heaven and in the new heavens and new earth. So this psalm talks about pilgrimage, and in Old Testament terms, a pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. And for some reason, they've been kept away from it, and maybe that's because they live far away, and the journey to Jerusalem might have taken a week or even a couple of weeks just to get there. And the psalmist imagines a swallow flying in over the temple and into the inner sanctuary itself, and perhaps making a nest there and rearing her young. A swallow having access to the very presence of God in the temple, and this is what he longs for. Well, I can't help but read Psalm 84 and think of how we long to be back together again, and we're working on it, and we'll let you know when we can see a safe trajectory for that, and we will let you know immediately. But today, perhaps you can muse on Psalm 84, "How lovely is your dwelling place." May the Lord bless you today.